Hello, Dan Miller.
Hi, Dan. It's Nadine Medina with Local Splash. We spoke yesterday in regards to first page placement. How are you? It sounds like I caught you driving. Sorry about that.
I am actually,
okay.
But I could talk.
Okay.
I have a few questions for you.
Yeah, of course.
If you don't mind.
No, not at all.
I forgot what they were.
That happens to me too. I know what I'm going to ask, and then I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Anything regarding the program or?
So basically, someone's looking for a contractor.
Right.
And they search on Google kitchen renovation.
Uh-huh.
And then what happens regarding my company?
What they would see, okay, is your profile page. As long as they're within your area, right? Meaning, not just in your specific zip code, but I know we talked about zip codes that you like to target, right?
Right, correct.
If they're performing that search, right, and that's a keyword that we're utilizing to get you found, okay? We call those keywords, right? Kitchen renovation.
Right.
You know, home renovation, you know, there's a number of ways.
All kinds of million words, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But we're very specific to the ones that are going to be the ones getting you found, right? The most searchable keywords.
Okay, good.
So when they're performing that keyword search or phrase pertaining to your services and they're within your area, whether it's the zip codes that you're targeting or in your specific local area, they will find your company. They're going to see a map pop up, right, in the search results. And they're going to see profiles, businesses listed underneath that map. That's what we call the local map section. They're going to see a profile page is what we call it. The profile page is going to have your company name, your phone number, your website link. It's going to have pictures on there, okay? They can see reviews on there too. That's what they're going to see. So when they click on your phone number, they are calling you directly. So you know the profile page that you currently have on Google, right? That shows your old address.
Yes.
And it has the office number on there. That's what they're going to see on that first page of Google. So it makes you a top recommended option for them to call you directly. Does that kind of make sense?
That does make sense. And I don't pay for each call. I just pay for the program.
No, just for the program at that fixed flat rate. Depending on which package you choose, I know I sent you two different packages, and I wanted you to be able to look at both, right, at what your options would be.
Right. And the other one was with Facebook ads.
Yes.
Correct.
So if I'm not mistaken, if I go back to the emails I sent you the one that included, it was the platinum, the premier platinum, right? One of them includes
$4.99 or something.
Yes. That one does not include the Facebook ads. It includes the Google ads, because if you're going to target specific zip codes, I know you didn't have them on hand that day, but you did mention that there's particular, you know, zip codes that you want to target.
Yes.
Right? So that would be the first package at the $4.99. So it gives you two spotlight positions on Google, right? If you went with the other package that said Google advertising and face with the Facebook ads, then that one runs you the $5.99 a month. So those were the two options.
That means if they were looking at, what would they be looking up on Facebook to see an ad?
So I'll explain Facebook ads, right? And I'll even use my own personal experience. I don't know if I had mentioned this to you that day, but my husband does dialysis, okay? He's been doing it for the last year. Thank you. I appreciate that. But you know what? He's going strong.
Hope they find the kidney.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you this, just to give you a little bit of insight. He has to be 5 years cancer-free from colon cancer before he qualifies. But he's on the list. He's just kind of like at a standstill until when he's almost 3 years in remission. So We see light at the end of the tunnel.
Good. So, I know you'll get there.
Yes, we will. So, I talk to the center at the very least, I'll tell you, at the very least, like 3 times a month, right? Talking to the doctor or the nurses there. But, you know, 3 weeks ago, I must have had a brain fart. I couldn't remember the phone number, and I'm good with numbers by heart.
Oh, Jesus.
So,
I could understand that.
I'll tell you, I went on Google, and I just typed in Fresenius Kidney Care Near Me. And I got the number, called them. Do you know that when I go on Facebook now, okay, I'm looking at pictures, I'm looking at stories. You know, my sister-in-law posted a picture. I now get this Fresenius Kidney Care ad popping up on my Facebook page. So they retarget, right? What they do is they found me as having an interest in their kidney care center. So now I get these ads popping up. So if someone's on Facebook, and whether they're looking at pictures or stories or they're performing that search, okay, on Facebook for your services, they're going to see your Facebook ad pop up. Now, with the Facebook ads, what's great about them is we could be very specific to targeting a specific audience of interest, an audience by income level, or an audience by location, okay? You can be specific with those as well. Now, we do put these call to action buttons on it, okay? The call to action button, if it says call us on your ad on Facebook, they'll call you directly when they click on it. If it says message us, what'll happen, Dan, is that you'll get a text, not a text message, it's a message through Facebook Messenger, or we can also direct them to your website. So if it says learn more, and when they click on that ad, it takes them straight to your website.
Okay. That sounds
okay.
Good.
All right.
So that's $6.99.
It would be, that one would actually be, it's $5.99 a month. Okay. Now, the initial investment, it also includes the $99 setup fee. Okay. So it would be $6.98 to get started with that package. Every month after that, you are only paying $5.99 a month, month to month. Okay, we want to earn your business month in and month out. The company, I'll be very transparent, you know, they ask that you at least stick it out 2 months, you know, to give it that full turnaround. But again, it's a month-to-month program so that we earn your business, okay?
Now, it would be then okay for me to drop Angie's List and Triumph Marketing.
I would recommend this. Okay, Triumph Marketing, if I'm not mistaken, they send you leads, right?
No, they just optimize our placement on Google.
Okay, and you're not on a contract with them, correct?
No.
Okay, so I would definitely recommend that you do cancel with them because of the fact that you can't have two different companies managing your Google profile page. Only one company can manage it. We would basically just be taking your money if you didn't cancel with them, and we don't work like that. Okay, so I want to be transparent.
But, so you would kind of maximize position on Google? Okay.
Yes, sir. And just so you know, okay, I do want to share the timeline with you, Dan, so this way, you know, you have a general idea of when you're going to start seeing this all take place. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you will need to add us on as managers to your profile page on Google. We're not becoming owners, it's managers.
What?
Add us as managers to your profile page on Google, okay? If you're not sure how to do that, don't worry about it. Our technicians, they walk you through it, okay? Step by step. Now,
well, I'll do it with my IT person there.
Perfect. So you'll add us on as managers, so this way we can start managing your profile page, okay? Now, within 5 to 7 days, Dan, we are going to have you listed within all those additional popular directories. That's with our directory submission. Okay, just a few of those to mention again for you. Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, White Pages, Chamber of Commerce. I mean, those are just to name a few. Okay?
Great.
Anytime that we update your content on Google, we're going to update it across the board where we have you listed. So everything's uniform. Okay?
Okay.
Now, we're also going to update, okay, the address because it's your old address on there. And I know
right,
you moved.
Right.
So we want to update
yes.
your address on the Google profile page. So chances are, Dan, you more than likely will receive another PIN code that's going to be sent to your current address, the new address. Okay? Google will want us to PIN verify you there. They might,
okay.
they might need to send one. They might not, but I want to be very transparent in that case. If they have to send you a new PIN code so we can update your new address, you'll get
yes.
that PIN code at that address within 6 to 10 days. It'll come by mail. Okay? And it'll look like a postcard. It'll say Google at the top. Once you get the PIN code, you provide us that PIN code. Okay? Now,
okay.
as far as within 5 to 7 days, we're also going to email you your login credentials, a username and a password with the link to start tracking your results with us. That is, I say, the beauty of the program. You're going to be able to see how many calls you're getting, where they performed the location of the search, how many times they even clicked on you. So you're going to be able to track all of that. See all the keywords you're listed for, view your campaigns, okay? We want you to track your success. Now, 7 to 14 days, if you go with the package with the Facebook ads included as well, your Facebook
mm-hmm.
ads and your Google ads are up and running within 7 to 14 days. Those will be live, okay? Typically, what this is stated in our terms and conditions is that the first page placement in the local map section, okay, on Google, that can take 30 to 45 days. But I will tell you this, we like to underpromise and overdeliver. Dan, I have seen where it has happened sooner, okay? But your Google
okay.
ads will be up there within 7 to 14. Maybe it could happen sooner for you because you're already there on Google. You have the profile page. But in the event, if we have to get you repinned for the new address, you know, it just depends. But I've seen it happen sooner at times, okay? But that's our timeline. And we'll send
great.
You notifications. You know, we'll keep you in the loop as these things are being completed, okay? As far as with canceling with, you know, Angie's Leads, Home Advisor, that's at your discretion, okay? You know that you can always pause your leads if you need to. A lot of our clients that have also used Home Advisor and Angie's Leads, they wouldn't cancel it. What they would do is kind of pause their leads every now and then. So that way they're not, you know, getting bombarded with a bunch of leads and the cost of the leads, right? Because I know they can get pretty expensive. So what they've done in the past is kind of pause their leads to offset the cost on what they're spending with us. And then eventually when they see the money that they're generating by being listed on Google, they no longer even need to use Angie's Leads anymore. So then they just kind of do away with it. I would not recommend shutting it. Whatever you want to do. Yeah, if you're not generating anything off of it, your listing's still going to be on there because I'm sure you paid the membership fee, right, for the year to be on their directory.
Yeah,
so you'll still be on there until your year is done. But as far as, like, the leads, you can shut them off completely. I mean, that's at your discretion, you know. I would never tell you to cancel them. But Triumph, yes,
okay.
if they're managing your Google profile page, you need to cancel them in order to for us to be able to assist you. Okay?
Yeah. You know, with Angie's List, you basically could spend all day answering the interest that it generates, but
yeah.
half the time you can't return the call for some reason, or nobody answers, or they answer and it's just a silly, you know,
yeah.
Monday job.
You know, Dan,
so
I'll tell you this. I hear what you're saying. You know, you've been in business for 25 years, right? It wasn't like you started
yeah.
up yesterday, okay? You've been doing
nope.
this for a long time. And you've been providing a quality service to your clients in the past, right? And even now.
Yes, exactly.
And,
yes, I do.
And I believe that, you know, if you could just get them on the phone, I think you're pretty good at selling yourself. You've been doing this for a long time, right? And, you know, I was just speaking to a gentleman because we have a category in Miami that we had to fill for landscaping, and he was telling me he does landscape designs, right, the construction side of it. And he's like, you know, he's all these leads that I'm getting, I'm like, I call them right away. As soon as I get that lead, I'm calling them. And they're telling me they already hired someone. And it's mind-boggling because I'm like, how did you just hire someone if I just got the lead? Like, literally just got it. And he's like, you know, I'm running across a lot of these leads that I'm being sent that they've already found someone or they're not even answering the phone.
Yeah.
And I just got the lead. So I'm being told that these are people that are looking right now requesting for my services, but they're not answering the phone, you know?
Exactly.
And the guy's like, you know, and this poor guy, I felt so bad for him. They're putting him out 150 miles from his location, right? He goes sometimes as far as 130. He's like, I'm not even kidding you. I got a lead that was 180 miles away. I went out to go get the estimate. And I talked to
mow the lawn or something?
No, this was for landscape design. And he talked to them on the phone. They came to an agreement. They said, yes, we're going to hire you. He went out there. And I kid you not, he said, you know, they told me, well, who are you? And he told him, well, we just talked on the phone. We came to an agreement. They're like, oh, no, we hired this other company. That guy's not getting his money back. And he spent all that money and gas driving out there and his time. It's like, what's your time worth?
They can't keep track. When you speak to them the second time, they say, who are you?
Exactly. But
anyway, could we speak on Wednesday when my IT person is coming to the office? And we'll finalize and pay and all that stuff?
Yeah. You said on Wednesday, right? What's a good time for you on Wednesday?
Is the number you called me on, is that a good number to reach you?
You can, or also let me retext you the number that I sent you, because you'll probably reach our customer service if you call this number back. I'm going to send you, and it's also at the bottom of the emails, but I'm going to send it to you in a text. It's going to be my 877 number, Dan, with my extension. Okay. So just call back that number, or you could also respond to me in the text message and just say, hey, can you call me? I'm ready. And then we can go from there. Okay.
Okay. That would be perfect.
Awesome. Pleasure speaking with you. Enjoy the rest of your week. Drive safely.
Vice versa. And I expect in 2 years to hear about the new kidney.
Right. Thank you. I appreciate that so much.
No problem.
All right.
Okay.
Talk to you next
week.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.